You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. After Rajasthan, Chhattisgarh, Jharkhand and Punjab, Himachal Pradesh has become another state that has decided to replace national pension system with old pension scheme. Rajasthan, Chhattisgarh and Jharkhand have already informed the central government and Pension Fund Regulatory Development Authority about their decision to restore OPS for their employees. These states have also asked the PFRDA to return the accumulated corpus of subscribers under NPS. However, the central government has said it is not considering any proposal for the restoration of OPS. The pension regulator has also informed the state governments that there is no provision for the refund of funds to the state governments under the PFRDA Act 2013 and other related regulations. Meanwhile, in a discussion regarding the nation's next diplomatic initiative, Arjun Goswami, Director Public Policy, Cyril Amarchand Mangaldas, told FinancialExpress.com that India is well positioned to hold the G20 presidency. He adds that India taking over the G20 presidency from Indonesia stands to gain as the fastest growing economy in the world, a changing global order, and a developing digital infrastructure are facets that could boost the country's agenda. Goswami said that India is assuming the presidency of G20 for the next 1 year and that it's hugely significant. He added that India's balancing role is ideally suited to what G20 needs right now. It cannot succeed with a country that is a firm advocate of one camp or another. It needs a country that has a relationship all around and can make it work across those countries and across those parties. In the technology sector, Twitter Blue has finally been relaunched after a brief pause following the fake account problem. The paid subscription is officially available starting today, and the company is this time asking for a verified phone number to sign up for it. Twitter Blue subscription, as stated by Twitter in a series of tweets, will cost $11 per month for those who sign up on iOS and grant access to features like edit tweet, 1080p video uploads, and reader mode. The subscriber will also receive a blue checkmark of verification once the account has been reviewed by Twitter. The company further informs that subscribers with the blue checkmark will get priority ranking in searches, mentions, and replies to help lower the visibility of scams, spam, and bots in the near future. Those subscribing on the web will need to pay $8 a month and can avail of the benefit on Android too. The company is still working on adding a purchase option on the Android version. Moving on, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitaram has said that no data related to the impact on individual investors due to non-payment by different Sahara entities is available. The Finance Minister was replying to a query on whether the Sahara India Group has been delaying the payment of money to crores of its investors, which includes many poor farmers and labourers in the country. She was also asked whether the government is formulating any plan in this regard so that poor farmers and labourers could get their money back. According to the information shared by the finance minister, as many as 2.33 crore investors have deposits worth 19,400.87 crore rupees in Sahara India Real Estate Corporation Limited. Also, 75 lakh investors have deposits worth 6,380.50 crore rupees in Sahara Housing Investment Corporation Limited. The refund of money to Sahara India investors has been stuck for several years. Amid the demand for banning the 2,000 rupees currency notes, the central government has clarified the status of circulation of the high-value notes. BJP Rajya Sabha MP Sushil Kumar Modi recently urged the government and parliament to phase out rupees 2,000 denomination notes in a phased manner. After raising the issue during 0 hour in Rajya Sabha, Modi had told news agency ANI that there was information that people had hoarded rupees 2,000 notes and using them for terror funding, drug trafficking and hoarding black money. Replying to a query in the Lok Sabha, the central government has said that no fresh rupees 2000 notes have been printed from 2018 to 2019 onwards. The share of rupees 2000 denomination banknotes from total notes in circulation has dropped from 22.65% in 2020 to 13.8% by March 2022. The share of rupees 500 notes has increased to 73.3% from 29.7% between 2020 and 2022. Lastly, the share market. The domestic equity market ended in the green today after closing flat yesterday. Sensex closed up trading at 62,251, while Nifty is at 18,534. The broader markets also opened marginally higher. NSE Nifty Mid-Cap 100 is 0.38% up, while NSE Nifty Small-Cap 100 is 0.63% higher. Sectorally, all the indices opened with gains barring Nifty FMCG, that is trading 0.27% lower. Paytm, Yes Bank, ICICI Bank, Tata Motors, KEC International stocks in focus today. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.